Big Red Machine Radio post-game on Sunday with Stephen Foster. First thing, Stephen, just an update on Sam, which we saw him leave the ice after a collision.
Yeah, obviously he collided with a post and his leg obviously got hit under the post. Seems okay. I think he's going to go and get checked out, but I think he seems to be okay. He's up walking and stuff like that. So yeah, I think he's going to be fine.
And great stuff from obviously Stars medical staff straight on there and got him sorted on the ice and then brought him off to be treated afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're really lucky with that. Obviously, we've got the two of them now, which is brilliant. And obviously, the boys get looked after, which is what they need. You know what I mean? They're going on here, and injuries do happen. And it's good that we've got them in safe hands there.
Perfect. On the ice, 6 points, 20 goals. Can we argue with the weekend's work?
Yeah, I think obviously I didn't think we played well last weekend when we played Leeds, but I think this week we've stepped up our game. Obviously down in Sheffield, good result down there. I think we had eight different scorers, and we had 13 players who got assists on there as well. So that's what's good for us. It's the blend. It's all lines chipping in, all players chipping in, and. You know, that was good. Everybody got ice time. Even Jack got on there as well. And when Jack came on last night, Jack did a great job again for us. I put him on the short-handed as well. It wasn't just the 2 minute neither. So yeah. I put him under the cosh a little bit, which I really didn't want to do. But that was my fault. I kind of misread what I thought we were going on power play because I'd seen Sykesy on the floor, but he came in there and he did a great job, and he always does a great job for us and steps in when we need him. With regards to tonight, I thought we came out the blocks really well. Said to the boys, come and battle hard, get that intensity and take a hold of the game early doors, and they did that, and we didn't really look back from there.
Yeah, I think we kind of talked about it last week. It's only the third and fourth game of the season. It's the first week of October, but the way the fixtures are, game's 3 and 4, but like you see now, the guys are getting into this way, they're getting their game legs, and it's starting to show, as you say, they're starting to play the way you want them to play.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's important to get back to similar to kind of last year. And yeah, it's took a long time, but granted, we've had to wait for weeks and weeks and weeks after playing our pre-season games, so it is going to take a little bit of time. The boys are all training hard as well. We had two sessions this week, and boys are working hard. And it's a message too. We've got to still keep getting better and better, because there's a lot of good teams in this league. And, you know, just look at tonight. I mean, obviously, we got the better of Hull tonight, and they've got some really good players on there. And we did a real good job on them tonight. Mm-hmm. But then they beat Solihull, who were a very good team in our league. They beat them last night, so I think results are going to swap and change, and that doesn't mean that Hull's a bad team. They're not. They've got some good players, and they're going to get, you know, their fair share of victories as well. So, yeah, I think it's only good for the league, and for us, we just got to keep looking after ourselves. Not really fussed about the other results. We just look after number one.
Yeah.
So,
in terms of next week, it's the league new boys. Telford have taken a step up from Division 2 from last year. For a very successful spell in Division 2, for getting the Tigers back in our division, and a new test for the guys.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those. Obviously, it's a shame travelling wise. We haven't just got Whitley, who are up the road, and we've got to travel to Telford. But this year, they're going to be good. They were good in their league last year. They've obviously got a couple of very good imports there who can shoot the puck. We know that. So all of these are tests, and they're going to pick up their fair share of victories this year as well. So we've got some good players there. We just need to make sure we come, be ready, and just keep doing what we do.
Excellent. Well, like you say, the wheels are starting to turn. There's spells you're playing Billingham Stars hockey, I think, which is noticeable this week. So can only get better from there. Appreciate your time tonight. I say, not many times for 20 goals in the weekend, so we'll take that and we'll win.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at that, the goals. I mean, tonight, just look at Darren. Darren's D-man, first career hat-trick, and playing well since he's come back for us, playing well. Stepped up, obviously, he's on top line this year as well, so a little bit more responsibility for him, and I think he's improving week in, week out now, training hard. And like I say, other players stepping in, Jack, Lennon and Tom, they obviously stepped in onto that D D on the third line as well, and Lennon got a goal tonight, his first career goal as well. We don't want to forget that, as well as all the other people chipping in. And yeah, it's good. We're doing well, and keep the support. Obviously, the support was great again, and we're gonna need that this year. You know, we're gonna need that sometimes to get us over the line, and we appreciate everybody who comes and supports us.